Colorado Springs, this is Brandon Tierney. Catch me and Tiki Barber weekdays at 1 on Extra Sports 1300. See you then.
Drive Time Sports here on your home for Super Bowl 52, Extra Sports 1300. This is kind of the calm before the storm that is Super Bowl week, so we're super excited to get this guy on before he heads out to Minneapolis and is getting pulled in a million different directions. He's the host of Tiki and Tierney, which you know airs weekdays right here on Extra Sports 1300. I know that because every other day I'm tuning in and this guy is saying so-and-so from Colorado Springs calling in. So I know you guys are digging what BT and Tiki are doing. Brandon Tierney joins me on the program. BT, what's going on, man?
Ryan, good to be back. Yeah, you're right, man. We've been getting a lot of love from the Colorado Springs area. Tiki and I take a lot of calls from you guys. Well done. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and we appreciate you guys letting people from our fair city onto your airwaves. So it's been a good relationship here in the first few months that you guys have been on. And, of course, you're blowing up on television, all that stuff. So you still have time for the little guy, and I appreciate that.
Hey, listen, first of all, if you're in front of a microphone, there is no little guy. Because
right.
I know how hard it is to get there. And yeah, it wasn't that long ago. I was in a little tiny Allentown, Pennsylvania, trying to get my career going. So I will always have time for stations that support me, good people, talented people like yourself, Ryan. It's all good, man.
Right on. So obviously we are just knee deep in Senior Bowl stuff.
Yeah.
Broncos have both Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen on their team. I heard you guys talking about this yesterday, and actually someone from Colorado Springs called you up and was discussing this. If you had the choice of Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen, neither is not an option. who would you put your franchise in the hands of?
Well, here's the thing, Ryan. I actually like them both, and I'm not trying to circumvent the question. I'll give you an answer, but can I give you a different option that doesn't include? Let me just lay it on you. Your move, and I say this all the time. Your move shouldn't be, even if you moved up and it was Darnold or Rosen, or your move has to be a capable veteran. That's mm-hmm. got to be the move.
Yeah.
Because before you know it, the defense, which is eroding a little bit, you win a Super Bowl, you lose some pieces. We know that. It's the business of the NFL. Before you know it, the defense might not be an asset. And if I'm Elway, if I'm running the Denver Broncos, I am doing whatever it takes, now you're not going to get Eli.
I believe
Eli's back with the Giants. Whether it's Alex Smith, Kirk Cousins, those are the people that you need to chase. Now, if you were to, and I'll tell you this too, if I'm Elway and I get one of those two players I just mentioned, I'm not then going to pick a quarterback at number five. You guys are at number five, right? Yeah,
right.
Jets are at six, you guys are at five. At number five, what I'm going to do is I might look at Saquon Barkley. I might look at the best wide receiver mm-hmm. in the group. That's what I would do. Because what happened, I always talk about this, the intersection of one's prime. And you see this in the NBA a lot, right? And, this was a personal reference that I would use a lot. The reason I thought the Knicks had to get rid of Carmelo, aside from the fact that he was a chucker and all that other stuff, is that, he was getting older, and by the time Kristaps Porzingis hits his prime, Carmelo Anthony would no longer be in his prime, so it wouldn't intersect. And you've got to make moves based on that intersection. So you can't draft a quarterback. I mean, you could, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't draft a quarterback and pray to God that he's ready and he doesn't turn the football over a lot and run the risk of it being a two-year period of growing pains, and then by then the defense is further removed from what it was in the Super Bowl. I would get Alex Smith or I would get Kirk Cousins.
And for the, I guess Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins are, at the end of the day, because you're going to sign Alex to an extension, they're going to be somewhat similar. But do you think that if a Kirk Cousins, let me ask you this first, BT, because you're there on a national level and we're here on a local level and we know the Broncos want Kirk Cousins. We know they're going full court press. Do you think that there are realistic suitors outside of course, Washington and Denver for Kirk Cousins?
I do, and I think one of them is my Jets, and I don't want that to happen. That's not necessarily a reflection on Kirk Cousins. It's a it goes back to the model of intersection. The Jets, I know you guys had a really rough this year, but that's a rough year this season. But that's an aberration. That's an anomaly. The New York Jets are literally, you know, just planting seeds and trying to get competitive. So, again, Kirk Cousins, 29, he'll be 30 next season. You know, by the time the Jets get enough around him and insulate him properly on the offensive line, blah, 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 you know, all of a sudden he's 33-ish, 34, and does it intersect? And my answer would be no. You guys are different. You guys are a free, you know, you got to get another wide receiver. That you have to get. John Elway has not found that third receiver since he's been there, and he's got to find one. So you got to get a receiver. You got to get the quarterback. Other competition for Kirk Cousins, I don't think I think Cleveland, by the way, as much as I say that you guys should get Alex Smith, I think Cleveland gets Alex Smith because Dorsey, obviously coming from Kansas City, he traded for Alex when he was with the 49ers, Alex Smith. And now that Dorsey's in Cleveland from Kansas City, he's got a rapport with people there, and you would think it's a pretty easy transaction. So I think it's probably going to come down to Kirk Cousins. Now, where it gets complicated for you guys, if the Redskins franchise him again, which would be completely asinine, it's a 44% bump. I mean, that would be idiotic. But if they do that, now you can't get Kirk Cousins. Now you can't get Alex Smith. Now what do you do? Well, then now you probably have to draft somebody. And now to answer your question, I would actually draft Baker Mayfield. He's more accurate, and I've watched a lot of Josh Allen. I watched him against Iowa. I watched him against Oregon. That was ugly, but I watched that game. I watched his bowl game where he was dropping dimes. I've watched the Senior Bowl. He's not accurate.
No.
It's going to take time. It's not going to happen right away, Ryan. If you put him in that division and he's going against the, you know, Marcus Webster, are you kidding? I mean, Marcus Peters, are you serious? You can't do that yet to the young man. Whereas with Baker Mayfield, if you insulate him with a nice running game, he's accurate. I think that he would be the better option for you, even though I think in 5 years, Josh Allen could be the better player.
Joined by Brandon Tierney, host of Tiki and Tierney, as heard weekdays right here on Extra Sports 1300. We were having this discussion on my show the other day because you see the numbers Nick Foles put up in the NFC Championship. And I said, like, he deserves credit, but the Broncos don't, because people started saying, well, what about Nick Foles? He costs a draft pick and yada, yada, yada. And I said, the Broncos don't have Zach Ertz. Broncos don't have as deep of a receiving core, to your point. They don't have a third receiver. I think Alshon Jeffrey might be better than both guys that the Broncos have.
I agree. I agree with that, by the way.
Yeah. And then you have Ajayi and Blunt, so you have a multifaceted running game. My point is, it's not that Nick Foles is a bum who's playing out of his mind. It's just that the Eagles have such a better supporting cast on offense. So, which leads me to my question, Case Keenum, Nick Foles, these guys that might be available after Smith and Cousins and stuff go, maybe you have to use a draft pick on a quarterback, but which one of kind of that next tier do you trust for like the Denver Broncos?
You know, it's funny, Ryan, it's a great question because that's the question that's going to really define the offseason activity, which is going to be at a level that I don't think we've ever quite seen. Like, this is going to be like a vintage baseball hot stove, like in the 90s where baseball hot stove ruled the winter. Like, this offseason for the NFL is going to be off the hook. It is going to be flat-out frenetic and flat-out nuts. What would I do with the names you mentioned? I can't give Case Keenum any money. I just can't do it. I'll tell you what I would do, and I actually said this for my Jets. I don't know what the Vikings are thinking, and this would obviously be tied into their thinking because we'd have to react to it. And I think this could apply to you guys as well. I think Teddy Bridgewater might be a better option, and I'll use the Broncos because you guys are more equipped and ready to win quicker than the Jets and the Browns and some other bad teams that are trying to reboot. The thing about Teddy Bridgewater, you know, he doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't. And, you know, he's not dynamic. He's better than Nick Foles. There's no doubt of it. He's more talented than Nick Foles. He's younger. Now, if I'm the Vikings, I drafted this young man. I saw this horrific, gruesome injury. I'm emotionally invested in the young man. I'm monetarily invested in the young man. So I would be surprised if they let him go. I would be. But they'll probably let Bradford walk. I can see them transitioning tag or hitting Keenum with the transition tag, so you save $3 or $4 million. Now, if somebody comes in and outbids you, then that I don't think the Vikings would mind. And then they could just, you know, resume with Teddy Bridgewater. But keep an eye on Bridgewater. If the dynamics change in Minnesota and he's really on the outside looking in, you need a guy to just not turn it over, you know, not give the defense short fields continuously like everybody else you have on the roster now, and like Josh Allen probably would as a rookie. Teddy Bridgewater, not a bad option. I like Teddy.
Brandon Tierney joining us here on Drive Time Sports, Extra Sports 1300. Let's move to the Super Bowl. If Carson Wentz were healthy, how much different would you feel about this game?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, I would feel very different. But then I guess I'd have to maybe correct myself because right now I'm leaning towards the Eagles covering the point spread. So, I mean, and it's not like it's a 10.5 point spread. It's 5.5 points.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, listen, I think we'd all be pretty enthused that and when we flip off the TV on Sunday night, it's a one touchdown game either way. I mean, if we get that, we got 60 minutes of competitive football, and that would be really good. I mean, there's no guarantee that with Carson Wentz they would win. But obviously what Carson Wentz has is the ability to break it down with his wheels and extend drives and keep the Patriots' defense out there, and then residually it could get tired, you know, in the fourth quarter, and maybe you pop through with a big play. Carson Wentz is superior. I mean, he's Duke basketball, and Nick Foles is University of Illinois, who's in a big conference but hasn't won a game yet. I don't know why I just came up with that, but that's the comparison, all right? I mean, there's a light speed between talent. But, yeah, you know, in this business, you better be prepared to divorce yourself from long-running narratives that you create. Otherwise, you're going to look bad. And what I mean by that is, hey, I've pretty much been dissing Nick Foles the last 2 months. This guy's got no chance. Eagles have no chance. But he's proven me wrong. And I've got to eat a little crow, and I expect that he will play a functional game. A functional game. The difference is you got to be a little more functional to beat the Pats. You've got to be not quite superior, but I don't know if functional cuts it. And I'm not sure if he's got that in him against the Pats.
You're the reason why they're putting on all those dog masks.
You know, it's true. I looked into the camera on Topps, and I owned it, you know, 2 weeks later. The day after the next show after Wentz got hurt, I looked into that camera, and I said, Philadelphia, and you know me, like when I get going, I don't mince words. I mean, I'm like, you guys are done. Finished. Start focusing on Joel Embiid and Ben. I couldn't be more definitive, and also I couldn't be more wrong. So when you're wrong, tip the cap. Peterson's done a really good job. And that's the other thing. That coaching staff is great with Schwartz. Like, it's not just Peterson, but Frank Reich. You could make the case that the Eagles from top to bottom had the best coaching staff in the NFL. Really, because think about this. Is Patricia going to be a little distracted? Maybe. You know, is McDaniels going to be a little distracted? Maybe. I mean, they have big tasks waiting for them when they finish the Super Bowl. Head coaches at different spots. So I think it's going to be a really good game. I was rooting for the Vikings because I wanted to be in Minnesota and I wanted to feel that vibe at Super Bowl and Radio Row with the Vikings in it. But this should be a pretty good Super Bowl. The Eagles are going to come to play, no doubt.
Make sure you send your trash talk at Brandon Tierney on Twitter and make sure you listen to him and watch him and Tiki. Don't forget, they're on the TV side as well on CBS Sports Network leading up to the Super Bowl, which you can hear here on Extra Sports 1300. Brandon, always appreciate the time, man. Great perspective, and we'll hopefully be able to talk again soon.
Ryan, I enjoy it. You know, I say this because I mean it. You got my number. Keep it. Feel free to utilize it. And just to reiterate, props and shout-out to Colorado Springs. Tiki and I have absolutely noticed that you guys are definitely emerging as one of our more vocal affiliates. And when you call, you make sense, which is nice. Great job.
Yep. Thanks, Brandon. Really appreciate it.
Okay, Ryan. I'll see you, buddy.
All right, later.
Bye-bye.
Brandon Tierney, host of Tiki and Tierney, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. Coming up next, Wheels and I will play some Crunch Time here on Extra Sports 1300.